Well, we're joined now by former Liverpool goalkeeper Chris Kirtland. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, chaps. Okay.
Yeah,
morning,
we're doing well, mate. Morning, mate. Very, very well, thanks, Chris. Now, Liverpool reached the final last season. They've got to be one of the favourites to go one better this time, yes?
Well, we hope so. I hope so. As I said last year, you know, they got to the final. Anything could happen. They're a little bit unfortunate, but this season's different now. Starts with a tough game tonight against PSG, but like Jürgen's just said, they're at home. They're a match for anybody, and you know the squad they've got now, they can certainly go a long way.
So, Chris, got to ask you, as a founding member of the union, how do you rate Alisson so far? How's he doing?
Oh, he's been brilliant. Yeah, he's been super. Seen most of the games going against tonight, but he's just brought that. I liken it to Van Dijk when Van Dijk come in. He's just brought that that presence straight away. You know, he fills the goal. He fills his 18-yard box. He's just, you know, he's a man mountain. But he started off great. We all know obviously what happened at Leicester. But keepers are going to make mistakes. That happens. But he will be the hero more often than not.
Yeah, and he's not going to do any more Cruyff turns on his own in his own penalty area, is he?
Well, he might do. He might get away with the next one if he does it. But I'd like to think he won't. I'm sure Jürgen's told him. But he knows himself. He knows he should have done that. But sometimes you do things which you think after, why the hell did I do that for? Why don't I just clear it? So I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah. And now Jürgen Klopp was saying that he prefers his own forward line to PSG's. PSG's forward line, just to remind anyone who doesn't know, is Mbappe, Cavani and Neymar. What do you think about that? I mean, it's not like Liverpool have a poor forward line. Would you prefer theirs to PSG's?
I think it's difficult to say because they're playing in different leagues. You know, I'd like to see how them three got on in the Premier League and vice versa. So I think if you're comparing them playing in the same league, I think that's slightly easier. Listen, they're all fantastic sides. We know what they can all do. Fantastic players. So, you know, but I wouldn't swap them. I wouldn't swap for three we've got at the minute.
Yeah. We're having a conversation this morning, me and Stoney, about the fact that PSG playing in the league that they're playing in, which obviously isn't to the standard of the Premier League.
Sort of what Chris was saying, I think. Really.
Yeah. Do you think that will be difficult for PSG to suddenly come up against the likes of Liverpool or Premier League teams or La Liga teams where they have struggled previous years? Is this going to be a real test to see what PSG are about tonight?
Absolutely. I think you'll see that Liverpool are favourites, and rightly so. I think PSG, as you said, it's playing in the French League. That's no disrespect to that. It's not as ferocious as the Premier League. And Champions League nights at Anfield are nowhere near as ferocious as the Premier League. Mm. So when they get to Anfield tonight, they're going to have to be ready because the atmosphere will be electric. And if they're not up to it, then Liverpool will win the game easy, comfortably for me.
I wanted to ask you about Tottenham, who are also playing the Champions League tonight, and particularly about Michel Vorm, who's going to be in goal. He had a bit of a tough weekend. Rich said it was arguably a mistake. I would say there's not many people who are arguing that he made mistakes at the weekend. What do you think about Michel Vorm and him stepping in?
Well, it's tough. It's tough shoes to fill, isn't it, with obviously Hugo. I think, like Rich, it was a mistake at the weekend. He'll know that. You know, he'll be disappointed that goal went in. But he's got to respond tonight. It's always about your next game, so he's got to forget about that game quickly and move on tonight. And it's great for him to be playing in the Champions League. He moved to Spurs to compete in these type of games, and his chances are there now. So, there's no
step up.
He can't be afraid or anything like that. He's got to relish the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to Liverpool, Firmino might be out this evening with an eye injury. If that is the case, how big a loss would that be?
Oh, big loss. But, I mean, he didn't train yesterday. It was a nasty one. You've seen it. It was a nasty one. So I'm not too sure if he will. He'll be desperate to play tonight. Who's not going to want to play in that game? But I think the medical team might have to have a serious look at it. But if not, you can bring Sturridge in or you can move Salah into the middle of the front three and bring Shaqiri on to start. So, they've got plenty of options. I'm more comfortable that if he is going to be missing, that we're at home than we are away. Because we at home, as I said, we're a frightening force, but we've got players that can come in.
Yeah, I want to ask also about Jordan Henderson as well. I mean, is he going to get back in this team if everyone's fit?
Yeah, for me, definitely.
Really, ahead of Naby Keita or Wijnaldum or Milner?
I think it'll be rotation. I think they've done that over the last how many seasons? They'll all get games. I don't think anyone's going to start every single game. I think apart from maybe the front three if they're fit and a couple of the back lads, but I think that the midfield three, he does like to rotate because that is the engine room. With the place you play at these days, you can't play every single game in the engine room. because you know you're gonna struggle with injuries or fitness or whatever. You're gonna have fatigue, so they'll get plenty of games. Listen, the biggest thing is now it's the squad. It's just, you know, you can be playing 65, 70 games this season, so you know you've got to have a massive squad. And Liverpool have got that now. And Jordan was arguably one of the best players in the World Cup for England. You know, he's a fantastic side. Just signed a new deal for Liverpool. That just shows how important he is to the club. So if he wasn't in Jurgen's plans, then there's no way he'd have signed a new deal. So he's a massive part of the club, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch as well. Obviously, I've been down to Melwood a few times and seen the influence that he has on the squad. And he's a huge, huge part of Liverpool going forward.
Thanks, Chris. Good to speak to you.
No problem. Take care. See you, Rick.
See ya.
Cheers, mate.
Chris Kirtland there, former Liverpool goalkeeper.